This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
Now drumming rapidly right against her clit.
Oh, wow. Deckard Cain, continue reading this to me. I'm so excited.
No, this sounds like some kind of a combination of Sean Connery and Nathan Fillion.
Yes, that's right, right. Nathan Connery is the greatest.
Yes, why doesn't everybody in the call just talk like this now?
Why not in the Steve? Why not indeed?
I'm tired.
Live from Steve-O's basement, it's Friday Night Fan Fiction, the online internet game show where everybody wins and everybody loses. Tonight we have some of the most unsavory fan-written fiction imaginable being read by our wonderfully selected candidates, the contestants. Our talented staff, the referee, will be watching them with eagle ears to make sure they maintain their composure or die trying. Did I say die? I meant to say drink. It's wacky. It's outrageous. It's America's favorite pastime next to football, baseball, basketball, NASCAR, and poker. It's Friday Night Fan Fiction.
What now?
I mean, I've talked to Cap. I think I could tell. He was like, yeah, you guys are really all we've got. He seems pretty bummed about it, but
what?
He has no choice in the matter.
We're his last chance.
What?
His last chance.
So we're his 8 Mile.
We are the
we're
sole
mom's
reason.
Spaghetti.
We're the sole reason punishment. That the Patreon is.
Welcome
getting
to Friday Night with Mom's Spaghetti, where we read meals with your family.
It's a good thing you mentioned eating in that introduction, but we'll
Why?
Get to that.
Oh,
no, we'll get to that.
Anyways, it's also, Friday Night podcast, Fan Fiction. You know the drill. Hopefully by now, in the middle of season 2.
But in case you don't, this podcast is rated M for mature. If you're not supposed to be listening to this, I will find you. I'll punish you.
No, you won't.
Well, it depends on your punishment.
Not since the advent of the aging ray.
I may like your punishment, so go on. Give me some more details.
I'm not going to spoil it.
Oh, okay. Anyways, joining us tonight, along with the regulars, I'm actually going to be subbing in for referee because Val is going to sleep.
Toot, toot.
Tony is here, Brad is here, and our newcomer, Mr. Kyle, is here.
Yes, also known as Muron on the forums.
Muron.
Hello.
Or as you might have known him from every shout out he's ever gotten on Nerdy Show,
Malron.
That guy.
Malron, right?
That guy.
Not to be confused with
number one son.
Okay.
Or the triple Mal.
The cousin of Sauron.
Step cousin
Service
of
center
Mal.
To the Alcon.
It's complicated.
As is most things on Friday Night Fan Fiction and the Nerdy Show Network in general. Anyways. Yeah,
I got one more before we move on, and that's the side planet of Planet Omicron, Percy IA. All right, we're good.
Oh, and don't forget, he's servant of Unicron.
Yep.
Hey, man, I had a moment. I had a moment.
This joke is so far into the ground, it's just come up in China. Great job, guys.
Oh, so it is meeting Chairman Mao.
We laugh very much.
Tonight
but
we're
only
reading,
because it ran.
Tonight we're reading Powerpuff Girls fanfic and an Adventure Time fanfic. Roy is leaving us early, so we are going to read the Adventure Time one first. And Roy, you get to kick us off.
This is On Biomass by Twitchy Stitch. I think I just grabbed the Powerpuff Girls one because of the name. In any case, On Biomass. Princess Bubblegum walked at a brisk pace, the sleeveless dress she had chosen to wear today a deep blue to match the colors Finn typically wore loose on her expansive curves and moving with her steps, the perpetual motion of her large hips swaying in one direction and then the other. That was a bit long of a sentence. From the long and tall shape of her dress were her ankles.
All right.
Her feet slim and barefoot, and she walked with purposeful strides, aided by her long legs. Her 50-foot-long legs. She stood larger than usual, easily heads and shoulders above the doorways of her castle, but not so much that it would make getting through doors inconvenient and embarrassing. How? If you're already taller, and behind her...
I'm just curious how that's embarrassing.
Oh god, I can't get through this door properly. I'm so embarrassed. And behind her walked Finn the Human, her best friend and knight and lover. At his sides were two mechanical candy people, sugar-infused biocircuits humming like a persistent heartbeat as they moved.
Okay.
Finn, small and chubby and very womanly in his beautiful looks and feminine body type, shrugged a towel over his drying hair, hardly even noticing them. As familiar with Bubblegum and her castle as he was, the guards still seemed superfluous. Superfluous, I'm not sure if that's the word they were looking for. Still, Finn almost certainly knew, or at least Bubblegum hoped he did, the knowledge of how this sort of thing worked. When a mighty ruler was bringing the object of their desire to private quarters, an armed guard was simply the thing to have. She sniffed the air. She dared to glance back at Finn, his skin ruddy with scrubbing, clearly uncomfortable with being so free of grime and dirt as he normally was, and he beamed up at her as she caught his eye. And for a moment, he looked so small, she felt like a giant. I'm pretty sure she is a giant in this. She smiled at the thought, and the sense of the power she had over him made her tremble. And then it made other parts of her tremble.
Oh, God. Why, Roy? Why?
Oh, so she bought that res controller peripheral that makes your vagina vibrate.
Her belly rumbled. Hang on, I need the silence for this. Her belly rumbled, longing for him to fill her up.
Wait, that's she not where semen goes.
She placed a hand over her stomach, cautioning her self-restraint for the moment. What? They came to her private quarters, and she nodded at the guards. You may leave us, she said. They nodded and hurried away, perhaps fearing what they might her if they lingered. She giggled at the thought.
She giggled, yeah. I like giggled better. Did I say No,
she
you're about to.
Thought. She giggled at the thought, waiting until they were gone to open the door and glestered at Finn. Come on, hurry.
Today's fanfiction brought to you by the letter L.
Come on, hurry, hurry. Finn giggled and went inside, trailing the sweet smell of soap as he went. She smiled, a surge of affection swelling up even as she licked her lips. He was just so perfect.
Oh, that was terrible.
Wait, he was perfect?
Oh, she's adding the extra L now just to spite me.
Oh, okay,
hang on, cool. Let me go just through and do that.
Spite you.
No, just wait, no, you're Steve-O, you need W's.
All right, Kyle, you're up.
All right. Inside this room, there were many things of no real importance, including several machines that Finn stared at, plainly wondering at their purpose. Bubblegum wrapped his wrist, ignoring them, and tugged him over by a chair that she propped him into. Finn, wearing only a pair of shorts matching the color of her dress as he sat down, looked up at her, smiling worshipfully at her.
Okay, when you
what
said...
What kind of adjective is worshipfully?
Okay, when he said... propped him into the chair. Possibly, I just imagined...
possibly a better adjective than smilingly.
I just imagined, like, one of those beach chairs, and instead of actually making him sit, the chair just closes around him, and he's propped up.
No, but that would be an actual episode of Adventure Time.
It would be! Okay, I'm giving this fic too much credit.
Bubblegum sat down in front of him, clasping her hands and trembling at how accepting he was.
No, it's not hands.
Not heads. Drink.
Which makes this even more interesting.
Finn, she said sweetly, it's time.
I love your normal voice for this for her is awesome. Just don't change a damn thing.
He nodded, looking a little nervous. She leaned in. Do you trust me? Yes, Finn said. Do you like me? Yes, do you? As she hesitated her, but only for a moment. Love me? He nodded eagerly. Yes, PB, yes. She smiled, standing
okay.
up.
Okay, I because... you guys have seen The Rocketeer, right?
Yeah, a long time ago.
PB. Yeah. It was his airfield.
Oh, that's PB's PV. Airfield. That's, it was PV.
I don't care. It's close enough. I'm picturing... All right, that's it. Alan Arkin is Princess Butter Bubblegum for the rest of us. Alan Arkin. Done.
Cliff, you can't go!
She smiled, standing up. Then trust me, like me, and love me. Her belly rumbled again, and now she lowered her head, mouth opening. Bubblegum's body was not built like a human's, being a series of highly flexible layers of gel and goo. The rigid substance of her jawline softened, and her jaws distended impossibly,
gaping like wide, the alien,
making her mouth into an all-hungering maw.
Apparently that is where Finn's semen goes. He's going to ejaculate inside her.
He's not putting semen in her.
She leaned down, and Finn squealed as her lips slid over his bare toes. Her mouth adjusted around him as her tongue guided him around. In moments, she had all of his feet in her mouth. And then, with a swallow, his feet were moving down her throat. Peebs! Finn blurted. But if he had any second thoughts, she thought it was too late for him. She swallowed again, and Finn gave a startled yelp as his feet were gently but irresistibly pulled down her throat and downward still. The swallow was a continuous force, and her muscles had been primed into action.
Pump one, Finn. Two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. Anybody who actually has ever operated a lawnmower knows what's going on.
Dave, you need to start singing the Attack on Titan theme song.
Attack on gaming. Hopefully it's been worth the wait.
Finn slowly was dragged forward into her by the swallow, the bulges of his calves now into her throat. His heels bulges against the inside of her throat for a moment, and then they were gone.
All right, my turn. Finn squealed as his feet were brought into the pit of her belly, and Bubblegum groaned in satisfaction at the heaviness inside her, the emptiness that needed filling. Next, his legs were inside her mouth, and then going down her throat. She squirmed and closed her eyes as the lovely feeling of his knees and the slender but strong length of his legs pushing against her throat from the inside, fighting in vain against her. Slowly but surely, Finn's hips came into her mouth, his large buttocks pressing against her tongue. Ew.
Tasty.
Yeah, I think you'd want the reverse end. Both Finn and Bubblegum squirmed and blushed at this. But she kept going as his legs were brought into her stomach, and her next bulged wider than ever as his womanly hips, broad for a boy, were swallowed and made a wonderful weight inside her. His belly slid easily into her mouth. Much of him... Is he getting off on this?
Apparently.
Dude, it's a Vorfic. What do you expect?
Okay.
Finn or the author?
Yes. Much of him already swallowed and slick with her inner goo. And his plump body squashing inside her for delicious moments before she wiggled it, feeling his torso going down her throat and into her stomach. Finn's hands went up. Whee! For a horrible moment, she thought he might be fighting back and was scared. His palms rested on cheeks, giving her a gentle pat as he tried to squirm down, easing himself into her. Not the smartest idea there, guy.
No.
She looked up and saw his face. Wait, she looked up from her face mouth that's swallowing him. Not how no, reality
are you attempting to apply really... logic?
Yes, I'm trying. Well, no, I'm trying to imagine
this. It works. I just can't really explain that.
She looked up and saw his face coming ever closer into her, and he smiled nervously. She looked her eye. She closed her. Son of a bitch. Vodka in a water bottle. She closed her eyes, smiling too, as in twice.
The number.
And took an even stronger swallow to supplement the one from earlier. Finn's.
Why supplement?
I don't know. It's better than a suppository.
It's for her workout later on.
Yes, gotta work out those interior kegels. Finn's chest and shoulders went down into that gulp, sucked down furiously and needfully. That's apparently a word.
Yeah.
They were gone in moments inside her mouth as his torso was swallowed up, and then they were down her throat. Finn adjusted his arms, sticking along his body, and it made it easier to swallow him. Soon his arms were gone too, and his body was sliding down her into her belly. There was a brief moment when his head was still exposed. His head bobbed up, and his lips pressed against her nose. I really like you, he blurted, blushing shyly. She smiled.
I am going to find the L and Y keys on this guy's keyboard and tear them off.
No, you won't be able to find them because they're already worn down to the nubs.
Roy, have you been adding extra things?
No. I wish.
She smiled, even through a mouthful of Finn, and let the rest of him move down her throat. His head and face went into her mouth and easily passed down her ever-hungering throat in moments. And briefly, bye, David. David just decided, oh, okay, I'm done. His head and face went into her mouth and easily passed down her ever-hungering throat in moments, and briefly a tangle of thick, blonde hair stuck out her lips.
I imagine like when she smiles at the start of that paragraph, she's like just goes, "Gah!" as her mouth stops.
Her throat worked, pulling his head down into her esophagus and internal muscles.
That's pronounced correctly, esophagus.
Yes, I know. That's how I pronounce esophagus. And internal muscles gently sliding him downwards, and she licked his hair up, slurping it up too.
Up to what? Cliffhanger.
Bubblegum sat up as all of Finn came down into her belly, her stomach muscles grinding and growling as he was accepted by her. and she let out a relieved sigh as every square inch of him was tasted by her, and he was so delicious. Parentheses, human flesh was the very best treat for a candy person, and here he had given all of him up for her, and she had to snuggle up and hug herself and giggle helplessly.
Giggle.
I was gonna make David read next, but Bogan.
Oh boy, I get to read ahead of schedule. Bubblegum squirmed, fascinated by the feeling of Finn moving around in her stomach, now distended, fastened fantastically by Finn's weight. She tilted her head in interest at the large bulges where his elbows and limbs and body pressed against her stomach from the inside, showing even through her clothes. She rocked on the floor, holding herself and murmuring in delight.
She's like high right now.
Yeah,
like, not just like in pleasure.
She closed her eyes as she let the digestive juices come down and felt Finn slide around inside her as more pink goo fell over him. Distantly, as she felt it splatter on him, she thought she heard a giggle.
The squirt
ceased as he curled down inside her, but fitfully. He jerked and rolled around as the goo smothered his body, and she gasped as he slowly liquefied, one of his hands softening into soft goo inside of her and coming loose, splattering all inside his stomach. And she was relieved she had engineered this process to be painless.
Of course!
Wait, she engineered this!
I engineered my body.
She is a great scientist.
She is.
He moved around inside her, but more slowly and with a laziness like he was going to bed. Or dying!
They're going to bed.
The big sleep.
Yeah.
It took only a short time, less than a minute, and yet it felt like an hour. Of Finn's body transmuting into a goo-like substance that she could absorb completely without needing to produce a waste. For that was so inefficient.
So she doesn't have a butthole! No butthole whatsoever!
It's so inefficient, you guys.
His consciousness intact, even as his heart and lungs and blood and bones were all transformed into the same goo. Bones liquefied, muscles softened, even his brain and flesh gooified.
It's pretty hot, you guys.
Finally, what was left of Finn splashed down into the bottom of her stomach, and Bubblegum let out a long and happy sigh as her stomach quickly absorbed every last bit of the nutritious Finn goo.
Adventure Time was not renewed for a second season!
Adventure Time is in, like, season 5,
shut up, Dave!
Her belly shrank down as he was digested completely, soon returning to its normal size, if a little bit pudgier from his distilled fat. And the hunger faded, sated by Finn's body. Bubblegum squirmed as her body lengthened and stood up awkwardly, her mass stabilizing.
No, not lengthened.
No, lengthened. Legend.
Oh, jeez. Let's get in bed. And stood up awkwardly, her mass stabilizing and growing to nearly a foot tall.
A whole foot, you say?
A whole foot.
I think they meant to say like growing an extra foot.
And after a moment's thought, she focused it upon her general bulk, breasts, and thighs.
God, I'm so fat. I need to eat less thin.
It seemed appropriate for digesting the object of her lust to make her more sexually appealing.
To whom?
Wait
you
for it.
You just ate your boyfriend.
Phoebe?
Wait for it. What's the next word, damn it?
Oh, sorry. Phoebe. Finn's voice quailed from the deepest part of her consciousness, held within her and kept alive even though she had assimilated his body. Did it work? She smiled. It most certainly did, my little Finny.
My little Finny.
Finny, my little Finny.
My little Finny. Just got ate by a girlfriend, my little Finny. And now your life's come to an end. Big adventure, it's all done. You're not going to live. Thanks for fun.
Eldritch horror, eldritch horror.
She giggled at how curiously intriguing the feeling was of eating Finn whole and digesting him, and now holding his self inside her. She had total dominance over him, and if she wanted to digest his consciousness and very soul now, she could have done it.
Why even say that?
There was a request for Logan to do Patrick Warburton, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Bader.
Joe from Family Guy.
Bader.
Who from Family Guy?
Joe.
The wheelchair guy. Also, the live action The Tick.
Or Kronk from...
I honestly don't think I can...
Bader.
I'll see what I can do.
Gonna go to the store and meet her.
Gonna go to the store and buy some bread.
Gonna go buy some bread.
Right. Bubblegum walked unsteadily. This word's a little hard. Unused to her greater weight, and height. Her dress hem around her knees now, flapping around as she approached a machine like a big capsule, filled inside with a large blue ball of candy biomass derived from her own flesh. A rib analog, to be specific.
She's going to be his god.
Yes. It pressed a hand against it.
Pressed
Here
hand.
We go, she said, as the machine's psychic sensors swam through her consciousness, locating that which was Bubblegum and isolating that which was Finn.
I'm trying to think about who I want to subject next. All right, it was supposed to be David. David!
This is... Take us home, David. This is the last
I was going to say, I'm saving Tony and Brad for Powerpuff.
You get Powerpuff.
It's the longer one.
Okay, it's the biomass one, right?
Yeah, the end of biomass. You haven't been...
Dude, I had to restart my goddamn computer.
Oh, because all your GTA-ing.
Peter.
Anyway,
restart my computer.
Can I get a where we're at?
Yeah, the last page.
On the last page.
A terrible absence as Finn was.
Okay.
On the last page.
Last page. All right. She felt a brief pull. Then a terrible absence as Finn was suddenly gone from her, and she winced at it. Various lights came on, signaling finished processes. The capsule hummed. Liquid frothed. That's an unpleasant word.
I love
that
word. That's my favorite word.
The word of the day, next to gliggle.
No, I'm pretty sure gliggle is the word forever.
In fact, I'd like to try out my new cocktail with you guys, the gliggling froth.
Gliggle fart.
Liquid froth as the blob of candy biomass in there took on a new form. Bully shaped and blumped. Strands of long and soft gel standing from the head, taking on a familiar structure. But she saw now more flesh as more as fucking god balls.
God balls?
Hang on, that's a typo from the author. It's like that now is supposed to be no.
But now she saw, now more as a fresh cloud of bubbles obscured it. The regeneration process went on for nearly an hour. Bubblegum waited patiently.
All right, I want you to read the rest as Mentok the Mind Taker.
She had waited a few years since she first started to really love Finn for this moment. She could wait a little bit more. A grate opened and she followed the fucking door. Grate opened and she fucking
that, that counts as a verbal train wreck, I think.
Yes.
A grate opened as the process finished, and the liquid drained away in a big sucking rush.
Thanks, Shaggy.
The door opened, and Bubblegum smiled wide as she reached down into it. A hand reached for her.
Small, pale, blue, translucent due to its lack of mass. Trails of goo dripping from it, and a perfect match for Finn's old hand. His fingers reached around her palm, trickles of blue falling onto her pink and flushing into purple. And she squeezed. With a jerk, she picked up. She helped him out of the regeneration capsule, and Finn staggered uncertainly as he was pulled out, his feet slapping on the floor as shapeless chunks of blue goo, his thick legs flowing together as a central mass. He looked around, looking bemused and fascinated. She supposed he was looking at the world with increased brain power of his new body and not yet adjusted to his new biophysical structure. Long strands of goo hair slapped against the side of his face as he did, and Bubblegum looked admiringly at his unclothed body. Hollow as a glass bottle, shabbier than he had been, and even more feminine. Yet it was clearly Finn, and as beautiful as falling starlight against the clouds. Finn gently took her hand. PB!
He started to say.
Yeah, Cliff!
Stop. He blushed darker blue, aware of his nakedness. She leaned down, for he was smaller than before, even considering her increased size from digesting Finn's old body, and kissed him on the forehead, his flesh sinking under her lips.
You're perfect for a queen's consort, my prince.
Finn absorbing him turned to British.
Oh, no, I'm just going to be a sloppy space princess.
You're perfect for a queen's consort, my prince. Finn bowed his head, giggling in deference for his princess's plans. A new candy prince. Aww.
So,
you have taken your story. Now leave.
Was that Alan Rickman or Vincent Price?
Alan Rickman. Vincent okay, Price is man. Vincent Price is a bit more yes. Stuff like that. I can't do a very good Vincent Price.
Yes, I can do a good Vincent Price.
So the main reason that I picked out this fic, aside from the fact that it's a good fic to read, it was super hot, was that like this author on adultfanfiction.net has written, I think, like 10 or so Adventure Time fanfics, and I think almost all of them are basically the same thing. It's just one of the women of Adventure Time as a giant swallows Finn.
And like, now be amused as Vampire Queen Marceline swallows Finn.
Okay, Tony, would you please be so good as to start us off with Sex in the City by Harry Gregory?
But I'm really not sure.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
You get a pretty short first chapter.
Okay.
Look at
Sex in the City by Harry Gregory. Chapter 1.
Nay.
It begins. Disclaimer. I do not own the Powerpuff Girls show or any of the characters that appear therein. They are the property of Craig McCracken and Cartoon Network, along with the sound of that plastic wrapper that is right
there. It's a Pop-Tart wrapper. Get dunked.
It's also made of plastic.
I also don't have a fucking foil, you dumb fuck.
David.
What's up, man?
I love you.
Oh, are we making annoying noises? Because I've got this.
Yay! Happy New Year!
Actually, it was my birthday yesterday, so I had this out. And
yay, it's Roy's sweet 16!
And all affiliated
I'm old enough to listen to this podcast, finally.
Hooray! And corporations. This fan fiction is written solely for the purposes of entertaining, and no monetary gain is derived from it, either by me or for me, in any form.
I agree.
No, I'm pretty sure we're deriving money from this, so that's incorrect. This person is a liar.
And is right.
He's a cutter, a dirty, rotten butter.
Lifeform hashtag 8472B/96926FDDF888. You may now present your case before the Intergalactic Tribunal.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Said Lifeform, hashtag 8472B slash...
Oh, God, don't tell me it says that every time.
Although he, or rather it, was more... known more commonly is Pictor. P-Q-T-R. Pictor. He stood and began
his prepared speech. I think we're now going to just refer to it as Pictor.
I have been doing research into synthetic viral forms of emotions and feelings common to most galactic life forms.
I think this is Stitch's cousin.
That the emotion, negative emotions, are too powerful to control.
Thank you, Professor Meatwad.
No, Professor.
Shut up. I got my degree in the mail.
Meatwad, be quiet.
Positive. All right. I focused on the positive ones.
I like that
specifically
voice.
On the emotion of love.
Yeah, have it be a pimple faced teenager giving this.
This comes out of my paycheck.
Having perfected the love virus to the best of my knowledge, I now wish to begin conducting tests to see if it works and how potent it may be.
As long as I can go out this weekend and borrow my mom's car.
I might need to take the trash out. If you guys can give me a minute, I'd appreciate it.
They make me pay for this uniform.
It's a felony to use the drive-thru.
The three lords. First, briefly, before reaching a consensus.
Very well, said the one seated in the middle. Testing privileges granted.
Yes!
On the condition that only one test subject is used, from a planet which is easy to quarantine from the galactic populace.
Oh, don't worry, Your Honor. I already have the perfect planet in mind, said Pictor, rubbing his hands together in pure glee.
So yeah, let's go to the planet with an intergalactic traveling monkey, a series of superheroes that are operating on it, and an interdimensional being. Yeah, that's easy to quarantine. That sounds like a good idea.
Okay.
Fucking asshats.
Brad, it's your turn.
Was Monkey in the Powerpuff Girls? I thought that was just the Dexter.
It was connected to Dexter, but it's all kind of shared universe, because it's Craig McCracken and Genndy Tartakovsky.
Yeah, I couldn't remember, because I know that Cow and Chicken and I and Weasel were connected, but I didn't know if Powerpuff Girls.
Oh my God, Sean! Your most recently posted picture. I'm gonna have to censor it for being posted on our Facebook, but that has to go up. That Whoa. Has to go up. Holy shit.
Whoa.
That is the best picture I've ever seen.
What am I looking at? Is that black dicks for nipples and black vaginas for nipples on the Rowdy Rock boy?
No. They're dipples and vipples.
Does anybody have any eye bleach? Is that a product?
That's why I love the left arm, how it's like a snake.
Well, yeah, they have that. It's just called bleach, though.
You know what
worth I can't handle is the hair on the chest.
Just need a sonic screwdriver, point it at your face, and just turn it on. It'll fit. It just clears everything. Right. 98, 99, 100. Here I come, ready or not. Blossom called out.
God, you said ready or not, here I come. God, this sucks already. Jesus.
As she opened her eyes and looked around the empty neighborhood, Blossom and her sisters, Bubbles and Buttercup, who together comprised the world's cutest superheroes, the Powerpuff Girls, were playing a game of hide and seek along with their next door neighbor and best friend, Robin Snyder, as well as another school friend of Bubbles, Mike Believe.
All right, there's at least two spots where Val's made me very disconcerted during that paragraph.
Neighbor.
And yeah. Robin.
Robin. That's Robin.
Whatever.
It's actually Robin.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
They had agreed that X-Ray Vincent was cheating, but no one had said anything about super hearing. So Blossom turned her hearing.
Tuned.
Tuned her hearing. Tuned.
And suddenly she was listening to 98.5.
The Rock Station.
You're listening to V-Rock.
V-Rock.
For the slightest sound from either of her friends, she quickly floated up into the tree that she had been leaning against and tagged Mike.
Okay, real talk. Powerpuff Girls, friends, sisters, what? What are they?
Sisters.
Okay. Sisters.
They were created in a lab by Professor Utonium.
Utonium.
Okay, just I need to be perfectly clear moving forward because I don't know if the inter-Powerpuff Girls stuff counted as incest or...
Aw, man, not again, Mike said disappointedly at being caught so easily. Well, Mike, Blossom said as she carried him to the ground, perhaps you should try hiding further away next time. Search that planet for a really good test subject, peaked Earth. Told his assistant. Nibbed?
Say nobody, because that's what they wanted to be.
Nobody. As they busied themselves around the small science vessel's control room.
For the listeners at home, that's NBD.
I almost want to call him NBD, like, hey guys, don't worry about it. It's just NBD.
Northern Bear Defense.
Oh, it's no big deal.
I'm just gonna do NBD. NBD began the scans of the small blue planet before asking Pictor, what do you mean? Good. Pictor became mildly frustrated at the simple question, waving his appendages around in a way that was meant to convey his point, but failed utterly to do so. He said, someone we can track easily.
Why did he have to use utterly? Because now I imagine some alien with an udder swinging it around.
Like on Enter the Fist?
Yes.
He's actually made entirely of goo.
The computer interrupted, stating, suitable life forms found. Energy readings far in excess of other life forms on planet. Like that, Pictor said, pleased. Display their physical attributes, computer. On three screens at the rear of the control room, biometric data began scrolling, showing much physiological data
You're alright, just calm down.
On Blossom, Bubbles, and Buttercup. Excellent. I think we'll infect her with the love virus and then monitor the results from a safe distance.
What's a safe distance?
The game of hide
apparently
and
orbit at the very least.
Yeah.
The game, you know, from this easy to quarantine planet.
Mm-hmm. The game of hide and seek had now long finished. Robin had been found hiding underneath her parents' upturned kayak.
Where her parents were also found doing naughty things.
Bubbles had been hiding at the bottom of a nearby lake, and Buttercup had been hiding in a small cave on the far side of the moon. Now they had all had their dinner and gone to their separate rooms. As Blossom, Bubbles, and Buttercup had each requested a modicum of privacy from one another as some time had passed.
Oh, what are they going to do with that?
They
didn't
have separate rooms. That's
what he's saying. Time had passed.
Yes.
And now they all had separate rooms.
Yeah.
By the way, if she found Buttercup on the moon, wouldn't she have seen the spaceship?
No.
Space is a big place, man. It's a big place. Kyle, we're circling back to you, buddy.
All right, I gotta wonder,
I don't think it's good to really sell your product as a virus to begin with. Like, call it a potion or something.
No, do not knock on Umbrella Corporation's methodology of turning a profit, dude. They own the fucking world.
Love virus number 9. I don't know, it's got a ring to it.
Buttercup was jumping up and down on her bed in time to the rock and roll music playing on her stereo. Blossom
from V-Rock 98.5.
With Weasel and
Stern. The stern. Very good timing.
Sorry, Kyle. Go ahead.
No, it was worth it. Blossom was sitting quietly at her desk, finishing a report due at school the following week. Bubbles was lying on her stomach, on her bed, kicking her bare feet in the air behind her idly as she drew a fairy tale-like scene.
God, what a nerd.
A tiny rocket flew in through her open window, being remote controlled by Pictor back on his spaceship.
On his spaceship.
Spaceship. Drink.
Splateship.
Instead of a warhead, it held an equally tiny hypodermic syringe filled with a small sample of the love virus.
Oh, first taste is always free with P to the N U T.
It zipped across the room before Bubbles even knew it was there, jabbed the syringe into Bubbles' bare soul, injecting her with the virus.
Okay, sorry, S-O-L-E.
Yeah. Injecting her with the virus and then auto-destructed by simply turning to dust.
It's soul the fish, so her fish is now infected with the love virus.
It's like kissing a fish. The injection was
Baby,
so small.
I compare you to a fish.
The injection was so small, Bubbles didn't even notice it.
That can't be good for its self-esteem.
As Bubbles began adding a knight in shining armor to her scene, her thoughts began to drift away from the picture she was making towards other matters.
Injection successful, Pictor,
NBD confirmed.
Good,
Pictor muttered to himself as he watched the scene on the main view screen. A camera mounted on the craft's exterior was transmitting images back to the two crew, showing Bubbles lying on her bed, even though they were hundreds of miles up. And there, like somebody's there, was a roof in the way, as the camera was showing a thermal image of the land below.
Infection is spreading as planned. The virus is latched onto her DNA. Is it infectious, Pictor?
Asked Nibd, who had helped in its actual creation, but was not privy to all the specifics.
No, not in the slightest, Nibd. It records the subject's DNA. Then, if it is passed on to another being, it recognizes the different DNA and destroys itself, thereby remaining entirely self-contained. I'll inject
her
with the antivirus.
Why are you calling it a virus, then?
Yeah.
Because I don't understand words. Yeah. I'm a geneticist. I am not one of those linguists.
I'll inject her with the antivirus in a few days, once we have collected enough.
Warning, the computer interrupted. Viral mutation occurring.
What the?
The computer is correct, NBD said, rapidly checking instruments.
It's mutating at a massive rate. The girl's readings are becoming erratic, too.
They're becoming erotic, you say?
Erratically erotic.
Sean, can you please stop linking us to this horrible MS Paint Powerpuff piss porn?
Indeed they were. Bubbles' thermal readings.
No. You're not up. That's not your turn.
I'm saying,
keep
yes,
going.
I am.
We got the dotted line there.
Oh, crap. It is your turn. Fine.
Bubbles' thermal readings were beginning to fluctuate.
Oh, great. What went wrong?
Tor asked, equally angry and terrified at the thought of what may happen to him for gross negligence in scientific testing. I like this guy. I think he's got a good career ahead of him at Aperture Science. Upon studying Bubbles' data more closely, Bubbles is spelled differently, he spotted the cause.
What is it, Pictor?
Asked, also growing worried. Zakhite, muttered Pictor under his breath, but Nibd heard him anyway.
Wait, Zakhite, as in like the...
It's like mesquite, but different.
You mean in her body?
Yes, the fool must have injected herself with it at some point. Well, I don't know why. That accounts for the high energy readings we got, as well as the mutations. Prepare for the hyperwarp jump. We're getting out of here before anyone finds out we're involved.
Wouldn't they give us the benefit of the doubt?
Nibd asked, even as she prepped the ship for the jump. Oh, it's a go.
You're a nice girl, but very naive. The authorities don't bother to ask questions. They'll just incinerate or incarcerate us. I thought it said incinerate. That would have been funnier. Now go!
Back on Earth, the girls had by now gone to bed, as it was getting quite late. Oh, let me try David Attenborough. About 10 o'clock, Blossom was sleeping peacefully. Buttercup was having her typical dreams of beating up villains, complete with punching and kicking in her sleep. And Bubbles was half asleep, lying curled up in the fetal position under her blankets and rolling from side to side, trying to get comfortable. Oh darn, it's just too hot, she mumbled to herself. I know what will help, a glass of warm milk. So saying, she pushed back her blankets and floated downstairs to avoid making any noise. One glass of warm milk later, and Bubbles was indeed feeling more drowsy than before, and, finding it difficult to stay aloft or to keep her eyes open for much longer, drifted sleepily back up to her room and onto her bed, not bothering with the blankets because of the heat. Just as she was about to doze off, in supplement of an actual clang. God damn it. Hang on. This is a really cheap potty blow.
You're gonna break it! Don't break it! It's the only present you're gonna get!
I have a bag of them. It would cost like $2. A cat jumped on the rubbish bin outside and complete removed her from the Sandman's clutches. Neil Gaiman was very upset and said, oh poo.
Oh poo! Alright, I think it's my turn. Unable to get back the feeling of tiredness, she rolled over and lay there in the dark, on her stomach with her face on her pillow. I think I know where this is going, contemplating the drawing she had done earlier of a knight in shining armor saving a damsel in distress, and the large sword that he carried with him. The large sword.
Such a large sword. I will be back momentarily. The dogs that once needed to be fed now must be walked.
Go make them poo.
Yeah.
Sword.
Without even realizing what she was doing, she had at some point started to slide back and forth, slightly along the length of the mattress. Back and forth, and back and forth.
Back and forth, and back and forth, and back and forth.
With her one foot hooked behind the other ankle and rubbing her thighs together a little as well. Her little nipples.
I would have loved that meant that she only has one foot for some reason.
Her little nipples rubbed against the bed as well through the thin material of her nightdress and very rapidly hardened into tiny sensitive pebbles.
Her medium-sized nipples and then her larger nipples.
That count as like rocks and stones and then boulders. Her fingers began to flutter on the side of the bed. Her fingers began to flutter on the bed either side of her. That's really fucking hard to say because it's not logical grammar. As though she was unsure of what to do with her hands. After several minutes of rubbing against the bed, her back was starting to feel sore and she was quite warm and perspiring. But her arousal was neither diminished nor particularly increased. Rolling onto her back, she continued rubbing her thighs together and began to stroke her hard nipples through the nightie, causing the skin to tighten even more. Her eyelids flickered and closed, and she bit down lightly on her lower lip and groaned as the pleasure began to take control of her. She moaned, trying to remain quiet enough not to wake her sisters or father as she squirmed about on the bed, growing more desperate. By the way, I'm rubbing my hands together in the Vincent Price way the entire time I'm doing this.
But not your thighs.
Well, I can do that too. Oh, my testicles. Ow! She raised and spread her legs and lifted her nightdress up to her waist, with her left hand alternating between softly pinching and stroking first one nipple and breast, then the other. She let her right hand glide slowly, slowly down.
Oh, yes!
Better.
That feels so good!
It feels so good!
It feels so good!
Oh! Oh, God!
What?
Scooby! God!
There's a dash! There's dashes there! It's like a combo break!
He's not wrong.
She stuttered as her fingers found their intended target and began stroking the edges of the small slit between her legs. Like, all he's talking about is thighs until I'm reading his thighs! Her thighs clenched and relaxed rhythmically as the sensations continued to grow. Dave, give me a beat. That's not a good grinding beat at all.
Oh, Bruno.
That's a little better. I'm cool with this.
Okay, it's not. And replace mind with thigh in this next sentence.
Enter mind's eye. I'll just emphasize it so people can substitute it on their own. Bubbles pictured the knight, out of armor, of course, stride up to her, sweeping her literally off her feet, and carrying her over to a conveniently nearby king-sized bed, lowering her down gently so that her head rested on the soft pillows and she was comfortable, and then climbed onto the bed alongside her. Then he took off his helmet, and it was Martin Lawrence. Yeah, enough of the beat, Dave. I got it. We're good.
Oh, okay.
Also, no. You're done.
You don't want the Charleston?
No, because it's your turn to read.
Oh, is it my turn to read? Okay,
yes,
cool.
Because Logan ditched.
Logan ditched. Logan.
Also, thank you, Hero ditched, Max, for posting all this shit. Jeez.
Said Martin Lawrence,
oh,
right?
Oh, dear Lord. I get all the pictures that people post on the IRC, by the way. They load in line on my client, so I have to look at all of this. What's been going on here?
Things.
No, indeed they were, right?
I'm scared! She managed to stammer out as the unnamed knight tried to spread her legs. Relenting, he began to caress and massage the flesh of her two thighs, whispering sweet nothings in her ear at the same time. Gradually, Bibbles began to relax under his gentle touch, and her legs unclenched, though they remained closed. Wait. As the light touched Daniel, Bibbles began to squirm from side to side a bit, and her buzz moist.
It's hard to actually understand what she's saying, Dave.
In a heartbeat,
okay.
The knight was astride the Powerpuff, revealing his already erect and leaking cock to her briefly before plunging into her hard.
A, that's how you get pregnant. B, you should see a doctor about that.
Okay, this is fun. I have to jet, though.
Oh, bye, Roy. Thank you.
I will abandon you this time.
I appreciate it.
Oh, yes.
Bibbles nearly screamed at the top of her voice as she stuck first a single finger into her now wet pussy and pumped her finger in and out, soon adding a second finger as she rapidly became so wet that it was easy to slide in both fingers in. Cupping her left breast in her other hand, the blonde girl gave it a slight squeeze and her back arched off the bed as the tingle of electric energy that shot through her whole body. Her leg muscles tightened to a consistency of hardened steel as the first small tremor signaling an approaching orgasm rocked through her soaking core. Oh! 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 Oh, yeah! Oh, that's good!
That really hurts my voice. I'm gonna do this. Ta-da. I'm going to read that as Piccolo, by the way. That's coming up.
Yeah.
Babylus had now pretty much given up trying to stay quiet when she came. It was clearly going to be impossible to stay quiet anyway. So why even bother? She imagined that her fingers thrusting in her dripping snitch were actually the knight's dick. And the point that was painted in her fantasy made that terrible moan. Fuck, that's not even what she said there. That made her tremble and moan loudly as her whole body was now dripping in sweet and honed juices. Her fingers plunged hard inside of her, tearing through her hymen. And so, but the fucking balls, shit balls. Oh, ow. Jeez. Ah, but she was so wrapped up in the feeling that she never even knew. As a little blood began to ooze slowly out of her, the loss of control from so much pleasure made her flex her fingers and toes as far as they would go. When her fingertip rubbed against her G-spot, her whole body violently spasmed, making the entire bed shake.
Gasp.
Battle's body was slick with sweet, pushing down with all her considerable might with her feet against the mattress, sliding her feet all over as she tried to grip them with useless, preparing herself.
Wait, what?
Yeah?
Preparing herself for the inevitable and impending climax. Her hips drove repeatedly against her hand, trying to increase her bliss as much as possible.
Oh, now you're slipping into Emperor Palpatine.
Good.
Oh, yes. Oh,
do it.
Next up is it's Tony.
Use it. Use the force. Yeah, use the force.
Tony, you're up, buddy.
That's right. Do it.
Tony,
do
did it. You come back from the walk of the dogs?
No. He's walking the dogs.
Tony?
No.
Fine, I'm Brad, here. You're up.
I'm the only one here now, Steve.
You're not.
You can't I'm here. Stop me, Steve.
David!
What?
It's Brad.
Everything gasp. Clenched. Her toes.
her puckered asshole clenched.
Grabbing the mattress cover as she tried to hold on to the bed with her feet. Her pussy contracted equally hard around her fingers, milking them for all it was worth. And her stomach tightened. Just in time, she removed her left hand from her chest and stuck her whole fist in her mouth, biting down on it to muffle the screams of passion emanating from her.
Suddenly, she turned into a titan.
So that all that came out was a relatively quiet, sustained grunting. In actuality, Bubble's sonic scream power was in effect at a much greater level than usual. At the moment of her peak, Bubble's pushy gust covering her bed and her right hand and arm.
Give it to me good.
Oh, God.
In her girl cum. At the last few strings of semi-dried blood.
Yeah. What the fuck?
I really like it when I do that. Emperor Palpatine doesn't care much for girls, but he really likes the Vader. Why do you think a Sith lightsaber is red? Looks like a penis.
Some minutes later, when Bubbles had extracted her hand from her mouth and caught her breath,
excavate it.
She got up and staggered rather weakly to her bathroom.
Insert vagina here.
Each girl's bedroom has its own bathroom. Leaning against the basin, she stared at her reflection in the mirror, examining her flushed appearance, the vaguely glazed look in her eyes, and finally began to sponge down her right arm and everything below the waist. Then, too tired to do anything else that night, she stumbled back over to her bed and fell onto it, face down, asleep before her head hit the pillow. Bubbles had very, very pleasant dreams that night.
Yes.
You know what? This isn't, like, abnormally sexy. That's just like, hey, I can't fall asleep, so I'm going to, squeeze one out. Good night.
I've got to do it.
Yeah.
I've got to do it.
Anyways.
Jacket now, Vader, watch. I don't want to watch. Too bad.
Please continue.
Got to.
Sex and the
City. Gotta catch
Harry Gregory.
Pokemon.
Chapter 2. Shower time fun.
Here it comes.
David,
what?
Another fine morning was beginning in Townsville, and Bubbles was awoken by the sound of her alarm going off at a little 7:30 in the morning. Not another school day. Bubbles grew up as she pressed the off button on her clock. The sound of something plastic being smashed carried in from a couple of rooms down the hall, followed by the sound of Buttercup cursing loudly at the sun for rising once more. Even in her worn-out state, Bubbles can't help but giggle slightly at her sister's antics. Sitting up, Bubbles slid on her fuzzy bunny slippers, taking a moment to revel in the feel of the soft material against her soles, then padded slowly into the bathroom. Gently cracking her eyelids open, she rubbed the sleep out of them and stretched the kinks out of her back before looking in the mirror and inspecting herself closely for any blemishes. Thinking back over the previous night, a smile came to her lips, and her eyes sparkled as she relived the events. That was a wonderful dream, she murmured to herself. However, as she reached for her toothbrush, something cold dripped from the sink onto her bare lower leg.
Tony, are you back?
I am back.
Yay, you're
confused,
up.
but back.
Yes.
We'll turn that confusion into arousal very shortly.
Get arousal, ready.
Say, I don't trust any of this shit.
You're gonna get so horny.
You're back
baby.
At huh?
Huh?
Yes.
Looking closely, she noticed a small puddle of some pale, mostly clear liquid slowly oozing down the front of the basin. And curious, she sniffed at it gingerly. Somewhere, deep in her memory, this triggered memories of the previous night.
When she dressed up as a construction worker to go down into the streets of New York to the subway station where there's a river of goo!
Oh, yes. My goo.
When did this become Ghostbusters?
Ghostbusters 2.
When I just said it did.
But it was...
use the Statue of Liberty to fucking stop all of
it. It was just a dream, wasn't it?
Bubbles asked yourself.
Don't do that voice. Oh, God.
The scourge of
God. Yeah, do that voice. Do that voice.
The sorrow of Dahlia.
God Command damn you. It, Palpatine. Palpatine.
Good. Palpatine.
Hey, what's hey, let him go.
Okay.
Bubbles asked herself before noticing a dried, wet patch on her nightie at the juncture of her legs. She touched the nightdress and pushed the material into her crotch just a little. Her hips jerked outward in response to meet her hand, and she shivered at the touch.
So it wasn't a dream,
she said in an odd whisper, afraid someone might hear even though there was no one there. Shaking her head to clear it of her thoughts, she continued with her daily early morning rituals, as she still had to get ready for school. Brush teeth, shower, dress, brush teeth, hair teeth, have breakfast. Bubbles was halfway through brushing her teeth when she noticed that her right hand, which had been simply resting on her stomach until now, had begun to stroke in small, soothing circles over her nightie, so she could feel a faint tingling between her legs, as though she needed to take a piss.
Oh, yes.
Classic.
Golden showers.
Doing the logical thing, she quickly finished doing her teeth, bounced wow, and then went to the toilet, but was disappointed when this failed to alleviate the sensations down below. I don't know what I'm reading, dear. I know Bubbles is blossoming.
Into a buttercup.
Into a buttercup, and it's frightening. There we go. Taking her time, school didn't start till 9 after all, Bubbles divested herself of her soiled nightie and stepped into the shower, turning it on and setting it as hot as possible for a nice, relaxing soak.
Sure.
She picked up the shampoo and poured a very generous amount of it out and lathered it into her hair, rinsing, lathering, and repeating, and rinsing, and lathering, and repeating,
and rinsing, and lathering, and repeating.
Avoiding causing unnecessary tangles. As Bubbles' fingers massaged the gel into her scalp, the hot water splashing against her body soothed the tension out of her tired muscles and made her feel so much more awake as it ran over her meow, pussy.
Meow.
She bit back a moan as she pushed her hips forward to catch more hot water.
How do you bite back a moan? It's a sound. You can't bite a sound.
She utterly failed to stifle the moan because sound waves do not stop at teeth. And her arms lost momentum as she just rubbed back and forth across her temples, being careful to keep shampoo and Lara Croft from getting in her eyes.
Oh man, she's herbaling in the shower for another half an hour.
Oh yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes!
She groaned. Quickly becoming disoriented, Bubbles stumbled and ended up leaning against the wall of the shower, turning around to rest with her back to the wall and spray of the shower, and the spray of the shower head angled down at where her chest had been, now splashing almost directly.
Down almost directly.
Down almost directly on her clit.
Yes!
Her arms went totally limp and dropped to her sides, and her head lolled to the side, tongue stuck out in concentration. With a lolling head, as she began rubbing her pussy with her left hand, her right teased the tips of her nipples ever so tenderly. They stuck out hard as stones in scant seconds. Now, just out of curiosity, have they addressed whether or not this is the actual Powerpuff Girls designs, where they don't actually have hands so much as hot dogs?
Use your imagination.
This is the Powerpuff Zid Japanese anime.
Now, I prefer to think of it as the hot dogs because it led to one of my favorite jokes, as they were swapping bodies and Professor Utonium, Bubbles in Utonium's body, tries to pick up a phone.
Next up is Kyle again.
All right. Stopping her ministrations momentarily, Bubbles stretched upward from her current position to grab the shower head and changed the setting to focus the spray much more tightly, now drumming rapidly right against her clit.
Oh, wow. Deckard Cain, continue reading this to me. I'm so excited.
No, this sounds like some kind of a combination of Sean Connery and Nathan Fillion.
Yes, that's right. Nathan Connery is the greatest.
Yes, why doesn't everybody in the call just talk like this now?
Why not indeed, Steve?
I'm tired.
This is the perfect time. This is ConneryCon 2015.
ConneryCon 2015. It's going to be great. Gaylord.
We're literally, you just walk around the halls and say, everybody going,
We're going to be at the Gaylord. It's going to be great.
I'm going to the panel later on today, which is, of course, fuck you, Trebek.
I'm going to the panel. What was the greatest Sean Connery moment in all of Sean Connery? Case in point, James Bond.
No, please. That's clearly not my best work.
Look, guys, we need to let him continue reading, all right?
I'm just glad that Spaniard was.
It was pretty great.
Let him read.
Scottish Spaniard, Scanyard.
Shut up, David.
Okay. That was a tangent and a half. Yeah.
Yes, it was.
ConneryCon is cancelled.
Her legs nearly gave out from the sudden increase of pleasure, despite bracing herself more firmly against the wall. And her eyelids fluttered close of their own accord. Downstairs, the professor had just finished making a stack of waffles for breakfast, the girl's favorite breakfast of all.
Hooray!
When Blossom and Buttercup appeared, Blossom seemed wide awake and eager to begin another day of learning, while Buttercup muttered, "Morning should be made illegal," as she grabbed a waffle from the stack and shoved it whole into her mouth. "Girls, where's Bubbles?" the professor said as he poured some maple syrup over his own waffles. That's a good choice to put on the waffles. Buttercup mumbled an unintelligible answer, spraying crumbs everywhere. Ignoring her and turning to Blossom, he posed the question again.
I think she's still taking a shower, said Blossom,
tuning her super hearing in so that she could hear Bubbles' activities.
Oh no! Oh no!
Almost at once, she tuned out again, face flushing a furious shade of red such that a tomato would be proud of, and staring fixedly at her plate.
Okay, I want to talk more about the sentient tomatoes.
The flush sentient tomatoes?
Absolutely. They can take pride. They recognize colors. Why is nobody on this?
GMOs. No one likes them.
Who are you going to call?
She felt a faint warmth between her legs, too, at the thought of what her sister was busy doing to herself above them right at that moment. Oh, God. I can't believe she's doing that up there, and so loud, Blossom thought to herself, feeling her breathing coming shallower and faster as the warmth spread from the crack to her anus, and she felt both holes becoming moist.
Oh!
Blossom, honey? Professor Utonium was saying. Buttercup just gave her a weird look.
Yes, Professor?
Are you all right? Maybe you should take a day off school, the professor said as he put a hand to Blossom's forehead. You feel hot.
Ba-dumps!
Luckily.
Oh, yes. Give me that hot pitcher of yes.
That I'm looking for some hot stuff.
Luckily, Blossom.
I'll give her my night moves.
Let it breathe!
It's all right as long as it happens every fourth word into the sentence. Luckily, Blossom wasn't eating or drinking anything at that particular moment, or she would have choked on it at that statement.
Or choked on it in at least one of her holes.
No, Professor. I'm fine, honest, she said.
As a puddle quickly pooled underneath her.
Care to explain? Never mind. She carried on eating her breakfast, thinking calming thoughts to try to keep herself focused and not listening to what Bubbles was doing or how loud she was moaning. Or the fact that it now seemed as if she was fucking the showerhead itself. Don't go there, Blossom thought, shifting her position in her chair a little and feeling a noticeable squelch sensation from between her ass cheeks.
I fucking called it!
Congratulations, Steve-O. You win the internet.
Yay! I'm so happy. I've always wanted this award. In her growing sexual frustration, Bubbles had stretched up and grabbed. That's more Russian than it is Scottish.
Which is okay. Keep going with it. We're doing this around the world now.
Wait, should we go back to Eastern Europe like last week?
Absolutely.
In her growing sexual frustration, Bubbles had stretched up and grabbed the shower head on its cords from its holder on the wall and had proceeded to grind it against her pussy. Lying,
ladies and gentlemen, prepositional phrase.
Lying now flat on her back, knees bent in the air and covered in nothing but soapy lather. To I didn't hold think on, lather.
Soapy lather or soapy leather?
yes, soapy lather.
You know, lather is not supposed to get wet.
No, it's lather, not lather.
Wait, hold on. I am confused. Where are you getting lather and why are you in shower?
To which she was currently adding.
Oh, God.
All rise for Russian national anthem.
This next one's gonna kill me. the tears won't stop coming. Okay. Bubbles' screams of pleasure were once again muffled, this time by a handy bottle of shampoo.
By a bottle of shampoo.
It was still loud enough, however, to draw the attention of her father and sisters from downstairs. So it must have been like somewhere on the Richter scale at that point.
I say, girls, do you hear something that sounds like a cat being beaten to death by a violin?
Who's playing the bagpipes?
Does it sound like a shampoo bottle is gagging a small girl?
A few moments later, Blossom floated slowly up the staircase to Bubbles' room to find the girl in question drying herself off with a large fluffy towel, taking special care to dry her dripping cunt, dragging the towel repeatedly back and forth and back and forth and back
you
and
say
forth.
Repeatedly?
Repeatedly.
No, it was reputed. You know,
no, it's not reputed.
He was advisor to Professor Utonium before he was turned into a monkey who got chemical licks.
Repeatedly.
It was a reputed towel.
Back and forth between her legs, slowly and sensually. When Bubbles saw Blossom watching her, she smiled at her older sister with an almost predatory look in her eyes.
And I'm going to have sex with you later tonight. I hope you know it.
And Blossom found herself unusually flustered by her baby sister's current state of undress.
Okay,
I'm going to go see Mega American titties.
Good question. How in hell are they older and younger? Because let's face it, they were conceived momentarily as in chemical reaction.
Well, one was born first and then the other was still lathering.
Hold on, where did they get the lather?
Professor, wanted to know why you were screaming, Bubbles. Blossom stammered out. Bubbles thought quickly for a plausible excuse, caught on the hop, so to speak, about her moment of pleasure.
Oh, give it to me, big boy.
Oh, there was a bug in the shower, she said calmly, but I got rid of it.
Did you ever see that episode of Arachnophobia? It was very scary. Jeff Daniels was terrifying.
Connery Fest 2015 has apparently become Stalin Fest 2015.
Comrade Stalin's, my friends!
Well, okay. Blossom said, averting her gaze from Bubbles, still toweling herself. She dug the toe of her Mary Jane into the ground nervously, gave a sheepish half-smile to Bubbles, and scooted backwards out of the room, unable to fully draw her gaze away from the sight. The warmth and moistness in her crack still present. Laza, shut up, I'm reading erotic fanfiction.
That is a weird thing to shout at your dog.
Laza, is there any moistness in your crack?
Give it to me, big boy. I want it in my dog crotch.
Oh, God, no. Later that day, The girls had netball.
It's okay. Give it to me in my dog crotch.
Netball practice at school.
There is no such thing as netball, only dog crotch.
It's a thing. It's right here. It says netball. As always, Blossom Bubbles and Buttercup were barred from playing school sports with their classmates. But the school
It's because they had too much dog crutch.
Still
not enough dog crutch.
Not enough dog crutch.
Required them to play sports and lather. So they spent the game's period playing catch with a baseball, not a netball. God damn it, David.
Oh, is it my turn now?
It's your turn. I need to go pee.
We're going to talk of dog crutch.
I need to go pee and take my dog crutch to go outside.
Okay, you go do that. I finish all of drink because goddamn vodka does not make enough.
I see you change this into Patrick Star.
The Patrick Starfish?
The Patrick Starfish, yes.
Okay, I can deal with that. Okay, here we go. You ready for a great American read? Here we go. After the events of that morning, things had returned pretty much to normal as far as Blossom was concerned. Semicolon. During the course of that day, she had the occasional feelings that Bubbles was watching her. Comma. But whenever she looked across at Bubbles during class, the other girl was always busy with her schoolwork.
Oh, terrific, terrific American read. You sound just like Jay Leno.
I know. Jay Leno and David Letterman is going to be the best. They're going to have me on Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon, he is my favorite.
He is my favorite, too. He makes jokes.
When you say comma, I wait for Chameleon from great minstrel band Duran Duran.
I love that song. Okay, here we go. Kimmy, continuing on giving the story.
Give the story.
The warm, wet feelings in her snitch and her ace had not abated and had caused several embarrassing sounds during their classes. Somehow, Blossom went to the bathroom both morning recess and lunch to clean herself, only to find to her dismay that she was now constantly leaking, dribbling cam mixed with egg. That's gross. I'm not reading that word. She got it all over her hands in the cleanup process, she resisted the urge to sniff her fingers. Wait, Americans wrote this? That's a fucked up country, man.
He's weird. He's weird.
This is, Americans are weird, man.
It's very weird.
What the fuck, man? They need to drink some potato water.
Gregory is German name, so makes sense.
Gregory is no wonder he's into the Sizenkov.
Indeed.
Indeed. We'll go back to Russia, where we only have communism and panda bears.
God bless the panda bears.
Yes, they're my favorite. They make us noise, and then they don't have kids, and then they're going to go extinct in like 3 years.
Continuing with story, I am curious to know where excrement goes.
Oh, that's not what I'm looking for, but okay, I continue. Okay, when they changed into Games Kit, that's what it says, Games Kit, Blossom had been careful to make sure no one saw the wet brown stain in her panties.
Ew, what did I come back to?
Actually, quickly changed, didn't linger in the changing room once she was done. Now the whistle was blown, indicating the end of the lesson. The girls, having traveled across a couple of states in the course of their game, arrived back to school locker rooms to find them already empty. Thankfully, game was the final lesson of the day, so didn't matter. Buttercup showered and dressed at super speed and headed home, glad to be out of school for the rest of the day. Blossom and Beebles headed separately into the showers to begin cleaning off from the afternoon's fun. Bubbles was in her shower stall, just beginning to finger herself yet again that day. She had done so throughout most of the day's lessons while watching Blossom surreptitiously and smelling her arousal in the air. When she heard a soft moan coming from the next door, it could only be Blossom.
I love that show.
Love that show. Joey Lawrence. Very good.
He's great. With
Kelly Hernandez.
Peering.
Okay. Peering through the wall of the cubicle, Bubbles could clearly see the naked form of Blossom, nipples hard from the cold water.
You're borderline Conan the Barbarian now.
With a large soapy loofah thrust up her backside, ostensibly for the purposes of cleaning her sticky ass crack.
Bubbles, what is best in life?
Ironica.
You hear your sister in the shower and hear the lamentation of her vagina.
Ironically, it was probably only making the problem that much worse. Bobbles noted that Blossom's eyes were closed as she bit her lip and struggled with the pleasure that she was unintentionally causing herself, and her knees seemed to be trembling something terrible. In the next moment, Bubbles zipped around into Blossom's shower cubicle as Bubbles' own arousal overtook the normally rational side of her mind and ripped the sponge out of Blossom's rear end hard, causing the redhead to gasp in shock. Blossom spun around and her eyes went wide in amazement, and then she saw Bubbles standing naked in front of her, standing so close that still faintly pudgy tummies were slightly touching.
Babbles, what an air!
Oh, God, that hurts.
Oh, also, we have a request to do Jimmy Stewart Fest 2015.
Wait, I don't know Jimmy Stewart. Can I do Andy?
Jimmy Stewart's not that hard.
Jimmy Stewart's not that hard. Blossom Man choke out in surprise.
It's a little more restrained, David. A little bit more restrained.
You got to
before
talk,
her like sister shoved a finger sharply into her soppy wet cunt.
Oh, dear God. That's terrible.
That's bad.
Andy,
I told you not to do that.
Tony, it's your turn.
Tony, it's your turn.
All right. Let's see here.
And I also, does anybody here like Thundercats?
Thundercats.
Okay, well, I've got a story for when we finish this one to round out the night called Brotherly Love.
I don't like that at all.
You know what? For now, go ahead, just put that back in the old savings loan, and we'll check in on that here in a bit.
Yes, please.
Okay.
It was such an unexpected
action. Let's not do Thundercats, because I like that. I have great respect for the Thundercats. Both Lionel and Popeye and
Jimmy,
Bluto.
Jimmy, it's time for Jimmy to read. It's time to let Jimmy read.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Jimmy. That's very kind of you.
You're welcome, Jimmy.
Blossom was rendered motionless for several seconds. Even as her juices rapidly coated Bubbles' finger.
That's
Bubbles
gross.
Wasn't leaving herself out of the equation either, though, as she wrapped her legs around Blossom's thigh and dry hugged her
loose
in a frantic attempt to get herself off.
Bum, 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 bum.
Not quickly enough, though, as Blossom reached up and shoved Bubbles back against the cubicle door away from her, panting for breath and the physical stimulation Bubbles had given her. And this is slowly becoming Obama. What the fuck was that all about? She screamed at Bubbles in between heavy intakes of breath. All right. And let's see. We're going to move on to just random crap for this next one.
Oh, yeah.
Because Jimmy Stewart is apparently surprisingly difficult to maintain.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's because Jimmy Stewart has one mode.
Well, as soon as you get past sounding all nervous, it's hard to be Jimmy Stewart.
Because he has no real range.
I've got to watch a little bit more films that Jimmy Stewart had done. That's Jeff Goldblum.
I like how you just went straight into Tony at the very end of that.
Bubbles continued to stare wide-eyed at Blossom, all thought now completely subsumed in her constant pounding sexual arousal.
Ow! Oh, that totally clipped my headphones when you just used your explosive right there, Tony.
Clarence, put it in my butt.
Then she leapt at Blossom again, this time spinning the confounded girl around on the spot so she was facing the wall and unable to do anything in retaliation. And
joke
then, noticing the smell of arousal mingled with shit coming from the other girl. I don't understand how this guy can be, because he's got a fairly good grasp of the English language, to just all of a sudden go from, let me exercise my full authorial intent to shit, coming from the other girl, bent down behind Blossom and without even thinking, shoved her tongue straight up Blossom's crack.
Put it
in mama! Blossom screeched and her knees gave way instantly, just collapsing her into a doggy-style position on the shower floor in front of Bubbles. She quickly rolled back onto her back and backed away from Bubbles, back in her back, covering her chest futilely.
It's a home run!
That's a great day to be playing Jimmy Stewart baseball, Jimmy.
That's right, Jimmy.
It's okay, I'm going to refrain until the next reader to say what the next request is.
And her pussy equally futilely with the other.
Come on, Blossy. Bubbles code. Let me see if I can do... I'm going to try something a little tricky here.
Come on, Blossy.
Bubbles code, having regained her senses somewhat.
You know you like it.
She winked at Blossom as sexily as she could manage.
Wink.
What's happened to you? Slowly, Bubbles' breathing, Blossom's breathing slowed down. As did her hammering heartbeat, and her eyes went wide as a whole new slew of feelings shot through her. Chief among them, the need and desire. You're right, Bubbles. Absolutely right. What is
that hot sweat weapon gong?
Blossom asked, confused and yet still aroused regardless, as she began to finger herself openly, gazing out through the wind through half-lidded eyes that were glazing over. A trail of something brown was dribbling down the inside of her leg.
Ew, that's gross. And it was
Why? No, just no.
Hey, we had sorry.
They're apologizing.
I know this you is can't not how it. I want to think of Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah,
this is how anyone wants to think of Powerpuff Girls.
And it was sticky. And it was warm.
Oh, very, very God, warm. Don't describe the Pope.
Bubbles floated up toward her and extended two fingers easily into Blossom's throbbing asshole.
That's a big boy. It's
terrible.
More! Blossom panted. You like the moon, Bubbles? Well, throw a lasso around it and give it to you for Christmas. Bubbles added a third, then a fourth finger before finally plunging her entire fist into her sister's behind.
Right into that big old brown hole. Celestial objects are known for their mass.
How old are they in this thing?
I have no idea, my dear. I really don't.
Reading child pornography right now.
She just said what we all think, you know?
Yeah.
It's a cartoon! You know what? Okay, for people who legitimately get off on this, I'm glad that they're fulfilling this fantasy in the realm of fantasy and keeping things away from real life, you know?
No, because I really wish they weren't doing this either.
Look, people like this exist. Be happy they're getting it out in a safe avenue. That's all I have to say.
It's I don't know how safe this is, because let's face it, we still have to deal with it.
Ah! Kyle, you get to take us home, buddy.
Oh, God. Oh, wait, that's the line. Oh, good.
What's the next request, by the way? Yeah.
Was there
Shatnerfest 2015.
Oh, I've got to make sure that Blossom's butthole gets properly serviced.
All right, I'll do my best.
Okay, good luck.
Oh, good God. For you. And by you, that feels... I mean me.
Wonderful. Oh, Blossom yelled, cutting off in a grunt of pure bliss. Bubbles swung around in the air, keeping her fist up Blossom's rear, and planted her pussy firmly on Blossom's face. Blossom quickly caught on to what Bubbles wanted of her, and too caught up in the moment to think of anything else, stuck her tongue into Bubbles' soaking wet channel and swirled it about as best as she could, teasing Bubbles. Both girls kept up their ministrations as the shower rained down on them from above, from up above, making them slick with soap and water and their own juices. Mm. Blossom was shaking with the growing pleasure. Bubbles shivered in response as Blossom found a particularly sensitive patch of skin and enjoyed immensely, running her tongue back and forth, and around, in such deliriously amazing circles. You're freezing, Bubbles said in something just above a whisper. If Blossom's mouth had not been otherwise engaged at the time, she would have said that made no sense as she was sweating profusely, even in the cold shower water from the heat they were producing in one another. This is so hard to do with like any sort of variety.
Well, Bubbles, you see, you need to speak more from your nose. Figure out where.
From my nose.
A little bit.
Or you could drop Shatner and just go normal. I don't really care.
Don't listen to Steve. He's most boring host of FNF.
Shut up!
Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
That's why his last name is Boar.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you did there. I like it. Very funny.
Huh. Uh-huh. Is having no range a big part of the Shatner experience? Bubbles was unable to say anything for a few moments later as well, as Blossom, speedily learning new skills, used her tongue to send Bubbles over the edge. Without any way to stifle the sound, Bubbles' sonic scream ripped out of her, shattering several tiles off the
shattering
wall.
Several? What? Oh, seven. Yeah. Get ready. Here it comes.
Shattering several tiles off the cubicle walls and blowing all the lights in that wing of the school building.
All of the lights, all of the lights.
After coming down from her high, Bubbles squirmed away from Blossom's mouth as her clit became too sensitive to touch. Okay. Stop now. Hee hee. She didn't stop her own diddling of Blossom's hiney, though, who came as well just 10 seconds later in a fantastic and fiery explosion. Her body erupted in blue flames, except that neither girl was burnt by them in the slightest.
Bubbles Thank goodness. Could
only gawk at the vision of a naked Blossom, surrounded by these cold flames, like some parody of the Human Torch. Parenthesis.
So, the Human Torch.
She read Buttercup's comic books occasionally, if she was bored. And, parenthesis, before the blaze died away, and both girls, now exhausted, collapsed to the floor in a tangle of limbs. Blossom was the first to sit up and said, in a rather flat voice, "Oh, my God." "Yeah," Bubbles agreed, a sparkle in her eyes and a suitably big, shit-eating grin plastered on her.
Really?
Shit covered.
The whole story was just leading up to that.
It felt great, but we're sisters, Bubbles. Blossom countered. "I mean, I love you, but I shouldn't love you like that." "True, but it was great, wasn't it?" Bubbles said in a flirtatious tone.
Oh, yeah, gently, was.
Gently stroking Blossom's foot, which her hand was resting on. Finally, a smile grew on Blossom's face. "Yeah, it was." Then she became serious again, as she added, "But others mightn't think so." Well, Bubbles thought, perhaps we should persuade them then.
Well, it might want to go brush your teeth first.
Bubbles, she is the one who has Twitter, Buttercup. She is the stuff and thing. Or
yeah, you'd think Buttercup would have been in this more.
Yeah. Blossom, she is the one who... What is it?
She has incontinent bowels.
The day fighting crime, but taking time to go have sex with each other. The Powerpuff Girls.
All right, it's time for brotherly love.
What?
Oh, no.
Don't make a face at me.
I would like to apologize to my poor wife. I had to sit through that.
Poor wife, she had to sit.
I tell you what, Tony, when I come down to visit, I will apologize on your behalf by taking you both out to dinner, okay?
That is, I am passing that along, my dear. When Steve-O comes down to visit, his apology is taking us both out to dinner. Because we're not done yet.
Can I go to dinner? I want to go to dinner.
Come down.
Okay.
Yeah, Dave, come up to Maryland and then we'll both go down to Florida together.
Fuck that. You're going to meet me at my house.
All right. First up is, I think it's me, actually. Brotherly
Unless
Love
you wanted to
by
go for it.
JJ1A. Disclaimer, I do not own the Thundercats series, nor make a profit off of this, created by Tobin Wolf. Brotherly Love.
Once again, Joey Lawrence making his way into our fanfic.
Yep. Wait, when are Joey, you going to grow up and learn technology is a myth, asked Tigra. Technology is real, said Lionel. Then where's the proof? If technology is real, then how come no one has brought it to our attention, asked Tigra.
No!
She wasn't even saying that to the fanfic, guys. My dog needs to be let out. I'll be back in a second.
Okay. Because it's right in front of you, if you would just listen to me, said Lionel. You mean all that junk you have in your room? You can find that anywhere, said Tigra. It's not junk, said Lionel. Right, said Tigra, walking away. That night, he needs to learn to grow up and act his age. I bet he's still playing with that hunk of junk he calls technology, thought. There's nothing there, it just ends with thought.
What an existential crisis this fanfic has presented us.
Tigra, as he headed for his brother's room. Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Once he arrived at the door, he cracked of his whip, vanishing from sight. Lionel was laying on his bed, thinking. Why doesn't he believe me? It's right there in front of him. If only he could just stop being so stubborn and look, thought Lionel. He reached down and started to rub his crotch, thought his pants.
No question.
No question. He's so arrogant, but I can't stop thinking about him.
His big hard cock.
Thought Lionel as he removed his clothes. Looks like I came at the right time. Thought Tiger.
You know what I mean.
Oh, David, you're up.
Oh, is it? Am I really?
Oh, geez. Are they starting to post Thundercats porn? Oh, please. Oh, please. Oh, please.
You,
no.
Okay, you know
oh, what? No!
No, 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 no. Real talk. New Chitara actually really attractive. Like, you know, back me up on this one, Tony.
Tony is I'm out back. Taking his...
Tony,
I'm back
Tony.
On time. What do I got to do?
Tony, fucking new Chitara, hot YN.
Yeah.
Okay, why, Steve? Fat sack of crap.
What? What the... Yeah. What the shit, dude? Just...
Yeah, that's right. It's shit. Anyway, where are we at? Fucking brotherly love?
Brotherly love. Why are we talking about Chitara?
Because I don't want to remember any of this. Okay, are we at Lion-O stroked?
Yes.
Okay.
Lionel stroked his cock as he continued to think. Tiger reached into his own pants and started working on his own cock.
Working his own cock. Lionel
pushed two fingers into his hole.
Yeah, right there, said Lionel.
Oh, somebody wants us to do Dick Van Dyke.
I can't do Dick Van Dyke. Okay. Sorry, man.
All right.
I want to, but I can't. I'm not that talented.
Okay.
Jokes about how Rosh is past the time of day. He just sounds like Sean Connery.
Not because, you see, here's the thing. Yeah, I can do a Dick Van Dyke, but it's a very specific Dick Van Dyke, which I will do as soon as it's my turn again.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so give me an assignment in the meantime.
Zap Brannigan.
He's such a pervert,
thought Tigra.
That's right. Fuck me right there, said Lionel. Come on, give me a name, Fat Tigra. I'm so close, said Lionel as he stroked himself harder and faster. Yeah, me too, spelled wrong. Thought Tigra as he did the same. Tigra, said Lionel as he came all over his hand. That's a really quick scene right there. Tigra stopped.
He thinks of me. Thinks of me. I can use that, thought Tigra, leaving.
The next day.
The next song.
Lionel and Tigra were in the courtyard training.
You're going to have to do better than that if you want to beat me, said Tigra as they clasped swords. Lionel was forced to a defensive stance, unable to land a single hit. Motherfucker, my throat hurts so bad right now.
So just do normal Dave.
He doesn't remember what that is anymore.
Right as Tiger was going in for the final strike, Lionel saw an opening and struck. The surprise attack caused Tiger to drop his sword. Lionel took the opportunity to tackle him to the ground, pinning him. Like that? Asked Lionel, grinning. Tiger shifted on their position. Fucking balls. Yeah, Tiger literally shifted their position to break free. Before Lionel could move, Tiger had his knees on the Lionel's forearms. More like this, said Tiger, crossing his arms. Lionel struggled but couldn't break free. He tried not to think of how the bulge in Tigra's pants was in his face.
How can you not think about that? If something's like right in your face. Never mind.
Okay, you win. Now get off me, said Lionel. Tiger moved it, let Lionel up. You're getting better, but you still need to learn to think before you act, said Tigra, walking off.
Tony!
Okay, I gotta pee.
Go pee.
I'm going.
Hi, kitty.
Don't fucking laugh at me, you fat sack of shit.
No, I'm laughing at just, I have to go pee. Hi, kitty.
I can't even feel my teeth right now, Steve. You don't want to talk to me.
Yay. And I'm not
right,
fat.
Now for my very specific Dick Van Dyke.
Okay, you fit piece of shit.
Thank you. That's better.
My very specific Dick Van Dyke. All right, Mrs. Bobbins. Here we go. What do you mean by that? Asked Lionel, going after him. You could have won, but you left me many openings for me to break free.
Too many Tiger. Openings.
But you left too many openings for me to break free, said Tigra. They headed to the bath. Lionel turned to leave. I think I'll wait till you're done, said Lionel, the friendly chimney sweep. Nonsense. There's enough room for about 10 more people. The two of us are not going to take up that much room, said Tigra. As they got in the bath, Lionel tried to avoid looking at his equally naked brother. A smell of soothing herbs and warm water soon lulled Tigra to sleep. Lionel took notice of this as he started to move closer. Said Lionel.
Thanks, Tigra. I really needed to burp. Isn't Dick Van Dyke American?
He is, but he played a very specific role. And he did a very, very bad.
Specifically. Yeah. I'm just now, like, now that I think about it, fucking, how did he get away with that shit?
It's good.
It was a different time. It was a different time.
I guess he does look very attractive. You know, he's got that chiseled jaw, and, you know, he was macking on Julie Andrews, who is still hot to this day.
Are there any other requests, or shall I continue?
No, with just continue briefly? Normal. Okay. Just
give me Julie Andrews.
No, just do normal Tony. I want normal Tony.
When
Tony
Tyra didn't give a response, Lionel kept moving forward until he was next to Tigra. He waved a hand in his in front of his brother's face. When Tigra didn't give a response, Lionel kept moving. That's the same sentence again. Okay, here we go. Regular Tony. He waved a hand in front of his bother's face. When Tiger still didn't respond, Lion O reached for Tiger's cock and started to stoke it.
Oh.
Sorry, lady. Tiger started to moan, but still didn't wake up. Lion O licked the tip before licking the whole length. He started to suck on as much as he could and used his hand to stroke the rest. Tigra unconsciously began to buck his hips up. Eye of Thundara, give me sight beyond sight. Lionel glanced up and saw that Tigra's eyes were still closed. He kept going and began to suck harder. Tigra started to moan as he bucked his hips faster. He gave a final thrust before he came. Lionel drank as much as he could. Once Tigra's orgasm ended, Lion O pulled back. What are you doing? Asked Tigra. Lion O jumped at the question. He looked up at Tigra. Well, Lion O couldn't think of an answer. Oh, I understand, said Tigra, grinning. You like me, don't you?
No. I mean, No.
Of course I do. You're my bother, brother, said Lion O.
Incestuous shit all night.
Okay,
I'm not intending to read incestuous shit all night. If it makes you feel any better, the first thing we read was where Princess Bubblegum ate Finn.
If it makes you happy.
I don't mean that way, said Tigra. Don't wanna hear you sing.
Nothing but a heartache,
said Tigra.
Nothing but a mistake.
Lionel was speechless.
Kyle.
Oh, great. Don't worry. I like you that way, too. You do? Asked Lionel. Yes, said Tigra. Tigra. Prove it, said Lionel.
Oh, God.
Tigra smirked before grabbing the back of Lionel's head to kiss him. Lionel gasped, allowing Tigra to slip his tongue into his mouth. Their tongues danced around for dominance. Lionel moaned as Tigra overpowered him with his tongue. The both of thee were panting when they broke apart, leaving a trail of saliva in between them. Does that prove it, or must I continue? Asked Tigra.
What do you think, bitch?
Said Lionel. Tigra shifted there the location, position, having Lionel sitting on the edge of the bath. He then moved in between his legs. Why are you doing? Asked Lionel. Proving how much I love you, said Tigra as he licked Lionel's cock. Tigra, you don't... moaned Lionel when Tigra engulfed his whole length. Lionel started to pant as Tigra sucked harder. I'm so close. Tigra started to suck faster. Tigra, moaned Lionel as he came. Tigra swallowed most of it before pulling back to catch the rest in his hand. This will be useful.
For my cloning experiments.
For what? Asked Lionel. Tigra grinned.
Cats, man.
I think you know, said Tigra, pushing a finger into Lion-O hole.
The Lion-O hole.
I don't want a Lion-O hole.
I'm going to open a bar called the Lion-O hole.
No, just call it the Lion hole.
I keep looking. I can't find the Lion-O hole.
Oh, just don't Google that, please.
Lion.
That's it. I'm doing it.
Hole.
Lion-O tilted his head back as he started to moan. You're pretty loose. Do you play with your hole often?
Hell yeah, Tigra. I do.
Said Tigra, adding a second finger. Lion-O blushed.
A second finger?
Is that like three fingers or four fingers?
Seven.
You'd like to know, wouldn't you, you dirty girl?
Yes.
Okay, then it's three fingers.
Okay, good.
Thank you for your wonderful comedic timing, Bunny.
Significant others making this far more entertaining than it has any right to be.
Meanwhile, indeed, Val's Tony. Upstairs asleep. All right, are you done, Kyle?
Yeah, I said Lionel blushed at that.
All right, cool. I can't do Frieza Hero. I'm sorry. I can't.
Yeah,
I can't.
Good.
It's too late at night. I bet you think of me. I bet you think of me as you finger yourself, wishing that I'd fill you.
Well, I think of Vin Diesel more than anything else. But sure, go ahead.
Tigra added a third digit. L, let me have it, begged Lion-O. Have
Get
what?
Me that big old booty.
Asked Tigra. You know, said Lion-O. Know what? Asked Tigra. This is like a terrible comedy, like stand-up joke. I want you to put your dick inside of me and fuck me with it, said Lion-O.
Uh-huh. And all the goyim say I'm pretty fly for a lion hole.
Now was that so hard, said Tigra, removing his fingers. Lion-O glared at him. Now, don't look at me like that. Tigra slowly pushed inside of him. With what?
His penis.
Oh, Lion-O grunted as he tried to adjust to Tigra's large size. So big, said Lion-O.
Look, everyone knows the biggest Thundercat is Panthro. I mean, come on.
Thank you, said Tigra. Once he was in balls deep, Tigra stopped Lion-O.
Wait. You can't just go balls deep. You gotta give us like three paragraphs of him sliding it 1 inch in.
David,
come on.
We're going straight in. Once he was in balls deep, Tigra stopped to Lion-O time to adjust.
I heard the weather's good in balls deep right now.
Yep. On the third day, look to the east.
I won't be there.
Lion-O nodded his head when he finally adjusted. Tigra started to thrust slowly before gaining speed. Lion-O was moaning Tigra's name like a mantra.
Lion-O, Lion-O,
no.
Give it to me with your hoe. Lion-O,
No, Lion-O. Moaning Tigra's name, Tigra's That's name. Right.
Tigra, go. Put it in that lion hole.
No, not like a cheer, like a mantra.
Oh, sorry. Lion hole.
He moaned louder. He moaned louder when Tigra
hit it. Man, I ended this spiritual shit.
He moaned louder when Tigra hit his prostate.
Oh,
R,
yes.
Right there, moaned
That's man
Lion-O.
Pootie.
Tigra repostened his thrusts to hit Lion's sweet spot harder.
Is this where Putin went off to for that week?
he reached his hand forward to stroke Lion-O at the same speed as his thrusts.
And then at sonic speed, he went and gone.
So close, panted Lion-O. Then
you
come
know,
for me.
A good racer while I'm drunk.
Said Tigra, stroking him faster. Lion-O came all over his abs in Tigra's hand. Tigra gave final thirst before coming deep inside of Lion-O.
I don't think Will Friedle would be really into this.
The both parted as they tried to catch their breaths.
That's a smart joke.
That was an interesting show, said a voice. Lion-O jumped at the voice. P. Panthro! Said Lion-O. Because they're not dashes, they're commas.
P-Panthro.
P-Panthro.
Okay, I'll do that right now.
Said Lion-O, turning to look at him. Said, did you enjoy the show? Asked Tigra. Can't say I didn't, said Panthro as a wet spot was seen through the towel around his waist.
Double negatives are so hot.
Look, let's give me that because you're in the crowd right now and you're like, yeah. Yeah, baby.
H, how long have you been there? Asked Lion-O. Since Tigra started to suck you off, said Panthro. A blush spread across Lion-O's face.
Drink your water.
You saw the whole thing? Okay, Lion-O doesn't always need to have a single word or syllable followed by a comma at the beginning of his freaking sentence. Of course. Is that a problem? Said Panthro. It's not a problem, but maybe next time you could do more than just watch, said Tigra. Lion-O bloosed a even deeper shade of red while Panthro and Tigra laughed about it.
They laughed.
And at 10:01, we came in just a little bit late tonight, but a lot of caming happened.
You caming really hard.
I'm really, really, really sorry to my wife.
I'm really, really, really sorry to your wife, too. I'm really, really sorry to wives everywhere who are forced to listen to this show against their will.
And if you willingly listen to this show,
God help you all.
You're doing it to yourself.
You're doing it. Yeah. Thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Brad. And thank you to everybody else who just decided to up and leave.
And thanks for having me on, I think.
I didn't up and leave. Thanks. I stayed here the entire time, buddy.
David.
And then because I have to say this whenever you're involved, Mr. Kyle. Mara!
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com. Where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits. Mucho Gusto Los Medanos by the Towson State University Jazz Ensemble. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.